Good morning. We are continuing our topic from yesterday where we saw the opinion of the Avudraham and also the tour that when we, as the Tzibor, respond to the Yeheshmeh of the Chazan or somebody saying Kaddish, we say seven words. And we also, those seven words make up 28 letters. Why 28 letters? So the drush is that we should be saying the Yeheshmeh with our entire koach. Koach here doesn't mean, by the way, with all of our strength shouting it, but it means that we should say it with all of our kavana. So if we say the Yeheshmeh with our koach, Chazal tell us it's as if we are a shutaf, we are a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in creation. So koach, that's the strength of the koach. So also not only saying it with all of our kavana, but also we should say 28 letters. The problem then is that if we look at the Yeheshmeh Rabba Mevorach, we have indeed seven words, but we have more than 28 letters. We have 29 letters. So the Meforshim, the Poskim, discuss various changes to be made to the Yeheshmeh. So we're going to go through four different opinions. The first one is brought by none other than the Avudraham, who says as follows, because we want to be saying 28 letters in the Yeheshmeh, Tzarich Lomar Ula Olam Olmaya. In other words, instead of saying Ula Olmei Olmaya, we're going to drop the Yud after that first Ula Olmei Olmaya, and we're going to sing Ula Olam Olmaya, dropping the Yud, that gets us to 28 letters. That's the first opinion. Second opinion is brought by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Kolbo, who says as follows, we have to be careful to not say our standard text of Ula Olmei Olmaya, because that gets us to 29 letters, not 28 letters, but rather what we should do is we should say in place of Ula Olmei Olmaya, we should say Ve Olmei Olmaya. So we're going to drop the first lamed from the word Ule Olmei Olmaya, and we're going to say Ve Olmei Olmaya. Dropping the lamed gets us to 28. So the first opinion was drop the Yud. The second opinion is drop the first Lamed. The third opinion by the Maria is instead of saying Ula Olmei Olmaya, our standard text, we're going to say drop the Vav from that first word that comes at the beginning of that first word. So instead of saying Ula Olmei Olmaya, we're going to say Le Olmei Olmaya. So we're dropping that Vav, and that gets us to 28 as well. So we have three opinions then as to which letter has to go. The Beis Yosef says as follows, this is, and he's going to bring opinion number four. He says as follows, She'ein l'shanos mimapeya shetivu chachamim. We should not be changing the text of the Yeheshmeh. The Chazal told us what to say, and just because we have a drasha that wants us to say 28 letters, we should not be changing the text of the Yeheshmeh. But what can we do in order to fit both of those imperatives of having 28 letters and not changing the text? It's very simple, he says. The word Yeheshmeh, Shin Mem Yud Hey, just spell it chaser, spell it without the Yud. We're going to say Shmeh, but we're going to spell it instead of Shin Mem Yud Hey, Shin Mem Hey. And in fact, if you look in the Sefer Daniel, in the second parak, Pasuk Chaf, which is the source for our saying the Yeheshmeh, there's a very similar Pasuk to our Yeheshmeh. Indeed, it in the Navi of Daniel, it is spelled Shin Mem Hey, Shmeh, instead of Shin Mem Yud Hey. And accordingly, the Beis Yosef says that's going to get us down to 28 simply by taking out the Yud, but we are going to pronounce the Amen Yeheshmeh Rabba Mevarach Lalam Lamei Amaya exactly how Chazal wrote it, and that will get us to the 28. And keep the Yeheshmeh as it should be said. And that is the solution that we have. And in Mir Tashem tomorrow, we will continue with other opinions of, do we simply say the seven words or should we be saying more than that? Have a wonderful day.